Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
The greatest game that has ever been played. That is exactly right. Welcome in, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Thanks for joining us here on another episode. And I'll tell you what, there is really no place that celebrates this great game like the Masters and Augusta National and all that they put on. I can't wait for next week. The Augusta National Women's Amateur will be played next week. Two rounds at Champions Gate with the final round on Saturday at Augusta National, and then the drive, chip, and putt finals on Sunday, and the Masters week kicking off on Monday. It really is amazing. Wednesday, the par three contest with the pageantry of the families being out there, and it just, you hope for beautiful weather because that is the best way to celebrate that. But it's just like, this is what the game is. The game is bigger than any of the people participating. So you come out, you participate in this event, you smile and wave, everybody enjoys, they clap, the patrons really enjoy the whole scene, right? Everybody just has a nice little party, and then everybody buckles down and grinds out, trying to win the green jacket starting the next day. So it's...
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on to your seat. Yeah, it's really cool how everything kind of ramps up right from the get-go. You know, there's guys that aren't playing the week before that will get there on a Saturday and play some practice rounds on Saturday and Sunday when there's not a lot of crowds. More so a Sunday because of the ANWA being there on Saturday. But it's just really cool to be there and feel how everything starts to ramp up, how the players come into the media center and they start talking about the event and what the golf course is like and their games and that kind of thing. And then, like you said, Wednesday's the par three contest. And then it's like, go home, go to sleep, boys, rest up, because the shotgun's going to go off and this golf tournament is going to be played and we're going to crown a new Masters champion.
Did you say shotgun?
Yeah.
What does that even mean? The shotgun's going to go off?
Shotgun start, like a shotgun start.
We don't shotgun start at the Masters.
I know we don't. It's just symbolic.
I know what you're saying.
The gun goes off.
I see what you mean. The gun goes off. That's what that was. I just wanted to clarify because of all the conversation around shotguns and live and everything. I just didn't want anyone to be like, wait, what? They're shotgunning at the Masters this year? No.
Yes.
The gun goes off and they're off and running. Hey, we're off and running. Stay tuned. We're getting into it. Coming up next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to houseguests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their houseguests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com, find out about exclusive real estate opportunities. Right now, the latest offering is the Family Village, and inside Family Village is the water park. These condo units, anything from studio to three bedrooms, surround the water park with the lazy river, the rapid river, the surf pools, just the lounge area. It is going to be such a fun part of the resort. And it's all within walking distance of the Resort Center Hotel where the pro shop is. Golf Village is just across the way. Boardwalk Village with all its shopping and dining kind of bridges the gap between those villages. It's a great spot. And there's opportunities to buy now. Golf Village is sold out. Resort Center is sold out. Family Village is nearly sold out. So jump in, get it while you can. Great opportunities to be a part of the growth of this brand new resort in Southern Utah. There's rental income opportunities. Find out more, blackdesertresort.com. And oh, by the way, if you're interested in the PGA Tour event that is coming up in October, there are sponsorship opportunities and so forth. There's hospitality tickets. General admission tickets will be going on sale shortly. And you can find out more about that at blackdesertevents.com. So those of you who are
volunteer opportunities, correct, too?
Yeah, the volunteers, I think, are pretty darn full, to be honest.
Are they?
Yeah,
okay.
But there are volunteers. You can find out more at blackdesertevents.com on that for sure. But if you're in Utah and you're driving from Salt Lake south, you'll see all the billboards, the partnership with the Utah Jazz, the tour events, the hotel offerings, everything. It's like the whole drive is Black Desert billboards, which is pretty remarkable. But yeah, check it out, blackdesertevents.com and blackdesertresort.com. All right, thanks again for being with us. Brian and Bob at Real Golf on X, where you can join the conversation, listen anytime. Find us on the different podcast sites as well by searching Golf Radio and Real Golf Radio. Tony Finau. So when I saw Tony go out in round number two, he opened up with a 32. I said, great to see Tony finally getting a rolling in here, you know, ahead of the Masters, right? Just preparation for the Masters. And then I saw he bogeyed 10 and I was like, which is the first hole, but his 10th hole.
Right.
And then I got busy doing some stuff. Check back in and woo. Wow. He got it going.
Little 30 on the back nine. Bogey. What? Three, four birdies and an eagle?
Yeah. That'll
giddy
do.
Giddy up.
That'll do.
That'll do it. Absolutely, that'll do it.
I was going to ask you if you've ever shot 30 on 9, but I'm sure you've done that many times. So I have not. 30, yeah. I think I've seen 32.
I broke 30 on 9 before.
Yeah, I figured. I, as soon as I was about to ask it, I'm like, of course you have.
Yeah. Yeah, he jumped up 34 spots. 34 spots.
That's okay.
Nine under par.
And for two rounds, he's picking up over almost 10 and a half, a little over 10 and a half shots on the field strokes gained. So obviously that is a good sign. Tony's the defending champ this week as well. And I'll tell you what, right down the line, you also have Scottie Scheffler, who, you know what? Look, when you've won two in a row, including the Players' Championship, why not keep it rolling? He opens with a 65. Now, let me tell you something. I was driving down to Black Desert this week, and so I flipped it on to listen to the PGA Tour on Sirius XM, guys, and they spent half an hour talking about the fact that Scotty had shaved his beard. And how can you possibly shave your beard when you're coming off two straight wins? If you win two in a row, let that thing grow, is what they were saying.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know what Scotty said?
30 minutes?
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
30-minute beard talk. So they finally played Scotty's comment, and he said, yeah, I mean, it was nice for a couple of weeks because I just didn't have to worry about it, but it started to get long, and I got a haircut, and I was thinking maybe I should try to trim it, but I didn't really know how to do that, so I just shaved it. Now, that, like, if that doesn't embody Scottie Scheffler, I don't know what does, right? It's like, well, I wasn't sure how to trim my beard, so I just shaved it off. Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Right.
And he's got the scruff going again this week.
Well, some of us are blessed with less, like, hair maintenance issues, and others have lots of hair maintenance issues. Yeah. I happen to fall on the not so much of a follicle, issue, right? I don't have a whole lot. Even if I tried to grow a beard, it wouldn't show up for about 2 weeks. I have no hair on my head. So it makes it nice that way. But for guys like Scotty, I mean, he wakes up and he looks like he's been on a, he'd look like I've been out on a camping trip for 2 weeks.
Oh my. Yep.
But the point of it is, it doesn't matter what your facial hair looks like. It's what your golf swing's doing. And right now, Scotty's golf swing is just freaking on fire. My. And his putter, which was always the big bugaboo, is no problem. So
the putter.
I just love the last conversation.
Last events he's played, excuse me, the last two events he's played, he has won. So he's 2-0 with that mallet spider putter with the plumber's neck on it. And yeah, he's making his butts. That's for sure.
Would you be worried about shaving, Bob, if you just went to him?
No.
But you're not going to mess with your putter.
No. I mean, golfers are, what's that word?
Superstitious, yeah.
Superstitious, yeah. And they've got some traditions that they do, like ball marks and different types of coins and dates on coins and the way they mark their ball and the way they just all kinds of stuff. They have different superstitions, each and every golfer. I don't think Scottie Scheffler really cares.
No, of anyone that has superstitions, he probably doesn't.
No.
I have a couple. I sometimes don't like to see the number 4 on my golf ball. I prefer to play 1s, 2s, and 3s. Or just give me
you don't want to make pars or birdies.
Well, I know 4 is not a bad score, but I don't want to think 4. I want to think 3 or 2. Those are more pleasant numbers. Okay. I don't even mind jumping to an 8 or something like that, right?
No. See, I don't like those upper numbers, 5, 6, 7, and 8s. When I get a box of golf balls with 5, 6, 7, and 8s on them, I turn them around and grab the ones with 1, 2, 3s, and 4s.
Okay. See, I don't like 5 and 6 is in play. I don't really, 8's not really in play. Typically, I don't worry about 8. But
it is in play, Brian.
But 8 is a cool, it's a great number. I used that in high school playing football, so I can kind of identify with that. And it's not a golf number to me. I know I've shot plenty of 8s, Bob. Are you trying to say that I've shot plenty of 8s? I'll admit I've shot plenty of 8s. Come on, you don't need to say it like that. But the other thing is my other number, my basketball number in high school was 42. So I remember I got a box of 42s once. Well, I couldn't get that out of
my head. Why not?
That's a bad golf number. I couldn't do it.
Why?
Because 42 is a terrible. I don't want anything in the 40s. That doesn't work for me.
Oh, my dad had 51.
He had 51 on his golf ball?
Yeah.
Well, if you've won 51 PGA Tour events, then you're not worrying about what numbers.
It's okay.
That's a flex.
Yeah, 51's fine.
That's a flex. 42 for me is a reality. That's why I don't want to put that on there. You know where the other thing I get funny about the numbers is the golf cart.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If I pull up and I happen to grab a golf cart and it says 63, I'm like, let's go.
Let's go, baby. But if it says 82,
I'm
you're running
carts.
Away.
I switch carts. I'm not using cart 80. I'm not.
Oh, that's so funny.
I won't do it.
Oh, that is so funny.
You can put me in, put me in carts 1 through 30. I don't care. But you start getting me in carts 80 to 80, whatever, I'm out.
Even high 70s, you're out of there.
Yeah, I don't like that number. I want to, like, if it was 72, I'm like, let's go. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about superstitions. I've never known that. That's a new thing. After 25 years on Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor, he tells me about golf cart numbers. Wow.
It's a thing. Can't tell me I'm the only one out there. Hit us up at Real Golf. Tell me you're not looking at the golf cart number.
Tell us some of your superstitions. Yeah.
Superstitions. I don't really have too many other than that. Like, I don't. You know, one thing I don't buy into is
what?
The first birdie curse. That's the dumbest thing ever. Someone birdies the first hole, they're like, oh, that's first birdie curse. I'm like,
no,
really?
That's stupid.
Yeah, that is not a thing to me. Hey, you can't birdie them all if you don't birdie the first. That's the way
that's
I look
exactly
at it.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yep. Nah, I'm up. I've already got you by one. I'm going to bury you today when that first birdie goes in.
Yeah, people actually say it, though. It's like, man, I just shouldn't have birdied the first. I'm like, are you kidding me right now, right?
Sounds like they play most of their golf at the Muni.
Sounds like they play most of their golf between their ears, yeah. Which is what we all do. But anyway, hey, so I just was kind of giving the guys on PGA Tour a bad time for doing a beard talk segment. We just sort of
beard talk. We didn't talk about beard talk.
We got into
superstitions.
Really funny superstitions. Yeah. Which is kind of what they went to. But anyway, all right. Hey, listen.
Good stuff.
Coming up next, we got so much more to get to. It's pre Masters and more next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper at Real Golf on X. Give us a follow. Join the conversation. Let us know what you think. A little superstition talk. Hey, I'm sticking with that that idea of the first birdie curse is bogus. Look at it. I was thinking about this in the break. If you went out and you're playing basketball and you make your first shot, are you all of a sudden going to think anything other than give me the ball?
Geez, honey, I'm hot today.
That's it. That's what I'm saying.
Yep. Give me the ball.
You were dropping a little Caddyshack in there, though, weren't you?
I was. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
That was a peach. That's where you were going.
Hun.
That's the craziest thing. I'll tell you what, though. Here's the biggest superstition. And I guess I do buy into this one, Bob. The par three curse at Augusta.
Oh, now see? That one's still holding and still going. So, yes.
Tell me.
You win the par three? Nobody has ever won the par three tournament has won the tournament.
For the same year.
In the same year.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yep. So, if you're a serious contender for the Masters, there is no way you're signing that scorecard at the on the Wednesday.
Well, what you're doing is you're plunging it in the lake on number nine. If you're having a chance.
If you happen to roll a bunch of birdies in.
Yeah.
Made a hole in one. Or you just let your kid hit the, or your caddy hit the shot on nine. And you've effectively disqualified yourself. That's what you do. And that's okay. Because, look, somebody's going to win it. Someone's going to get some crystal. And that's okay. And it's still a fun celebration. I don't want guys to not want to try to hit good golf shots because they don't want to win the par three. Ergo, curse their chances of winning the tournament. But I'm okay if they tank it at the end so that they don't, or not
just
sign their
caddy
scorecard.
In, like you said. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Or bring someone in from the gallery or do something to disqualify yourself.
To make your putt.
Pick up your
whatever.
Ball. Pick up your ball. It's such a great scene though. Honestly, I think that's underrated, the whole par three tournament that they do. It's so good.
Yeah.
Par three contest.
It's so much fun. It's fun to be out there, fun to be in amongst the people. What's really cool is those holes, the ropes are like right on the green. And I can remember my dad when he was getting older, he's, I'm not playing the par three. He's, I don't want to kill anybody. Because it's the ropes are right on the green and the people are sitting right there.
You didn't want to miss it right at them. Yeah, I appreciate that. There was a kid last week. I forget the name now, but he was in contention.
Yeah.
On Sunday, and he hit a lady, and he was so shook by it, he had a hard time concentrating, and ended up he was still shook by it by the end of the round, and he said it affected him. He couldn't really play. Couldn't concentrate. So I can imagine that stuff. And nobody wants to do that.
They don't.
I would have loved to have caddied for your dad around the par three tournament. I did caddy for him on Sunday before the tournament around the par three course. So I did walk the par three course, but not with the people, not in the actual official event.
Yeah, yeah.
And he did let me hit a shot on nine, by the way.
One year.
In the coveralls.
I was caddying for him one year in the par three, and we were playing with Gabe Brewer and shoot. I'm having a senior moment right now.
Yeah, that'll happen.
English player, big giant watches, Ryder Cup captain. His wife passed away.
Oh, Darren Clark.
Darren Clark.
Wow, that was a fun game. I like that.
I saw him make a two on the second hole. He was with our group.
A two on the second hole of...
In the par three contest.
A two?
At the Masters. He made two. Or one, sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
I'm like, what's he the significance one on of the
second
two?
Hole? He made a one on the second hole.
Nice.
Hole in one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you saw, you witnessed a Darren Clark hole
witnessed
in one.
It. Saw nice. It do it. He nice. Hit it just left of the hole, a little bit long, checked and spun and came right back and went in the hole.
Yeah. You know, they replayed cool. They replayed Tony the other day. I was watching.
Oh, did golf. They with yeah. him snapping his ankle?
Yeah, and he goes running down there, and I'm like, oh, gosh, please oh, don't show no. this anymore. Please don't show this. You know that look on Tony's face when oh, he gets
when
up
he goes down.
After he popped his ankle and stood back up and waved at the crowd. But the look on his face was, oh no. I'm trying to pretend like that wasn't a big deal, but that was a big deal.
Wow. Oh yeah.
Wow. And he goes and top tens it on that bum ankle.
Yeah. Goes out and shoots 68 in the first round.
It was unreal.
Hobbling.
Unreal.
Yep.
So, Tony's got a great record at Augusta. We'll talk more about that in our full preview coming up next week, Masters Preview Edition. Can you believe we're to that point in time coming up next week here on the show? Next week is Augusta National Women's Amateur, Drive, Chip, and Putt Finals. It's super exciting. Plus, you know, there's tour events going on. I'll tell you what, Tony has got himself early in the second round, got himself into at the top of the leaderboard with that 62. Impressive stuff. What a... You know, 32-30, unbelievable stuff.
Yep.
Dropped an eagle in there on his 17th hole. Awesome stuff. I mean, Tony and making putts, which he wasn't doing in the first round. So that's huge going into Augusta. You know, you look at the record of guys when they've played there. Tony has had, what, three top tens? Take out the October mm-hmm. or the November Masters. And I think he's three or four top tens in the April Masters. And he's played in the final group with Tiger in 2019, right? So, I mean, the guy has a really good record. He's been there before. It's a big golf course. He's a big-time player. He always has felt like his game is made for Augusta National. He loves yes. that tournament. He's excited to play there, and I know that's the one he would want to win the most. And so, when you look at that, I think to see Tony get the flat stick going on Friday, to see him be able to shoot that score as the defending champ and put himself and get some confidence going there, which I think he mm-hmm. needs some confidence, especially on the greens, man, that's going to be huge. And he'll put himself right back in the conversation coming up, you know, at Augusta. So.
Yeah. And you know, it's a golf course. It's a place that he's always loved and wanted to play well at. And like you said, it is a golf course that goes well with his type of game. Tony hits the ball long off the tee, hits great iron shots, leads the tour, or is in the top of tour players with his getting the ball on the greens and hitting greens and that kind of thing. Tony has to putt well at Augusta, and he's proven that golf course kind of fits his eye, and he gets really good feelings on that golf course with the top tens that he's had there.
The only challenge that Tony's got this week, not the only challenge, one of the biggest challenges that Tony has this week is one Scottie Scheffler, number one yeah. in the world. He's won two of his last starts, and he's looking for three in a row and going into the Masters, just riding high. And, you know, he opened with a 65. So we'll see. Scottie Scheffler right there. It's interesting. You've got on the ladies tour, you've got Nelly Korda, who won her last two starts. And mm-hmm. Scottie Scheffler, that's won his last two starts. So the number one players in both the women's and the men's game coming off two consecutive wins in their last two starts. And they're both playing this week. I mean, that's, what do you want? Are you not entertained? What else can we deliver for you?
Are you not excited to watch the game of golf right now, especially leading into the Masters and leading into their first major, the ladies? You know, we've also got the Augusta National Women's Amateur. You got the Drive, Chip, and Putt coming up. And then next month, you know, this is major season. We're getting into major season, mm-hmm. Masters. We got PGA Championship. We got U.S. Open. And then, of course, in July, we'll have the Open Championship. And then that's followed by the Olympics. So golf is in a good spot right now with the competitions that we've got coming up.
You know, one of the things that I want to talk to Ryan Ballingy about coming up next is about the game, and we're talking about the celebration of the game, but I know he's in Myrtle Beach. What is the golf travel like these days? It seems to be, you hear about TPC Sawgrass going up to basically $1,000 a round. You hear about that kind of stuff. You know, how does that affect everybody when they go out and try to continue to play this game because it's so popular right now? Can everybody afford it? We'll talk to Balaji about that next.
Okay, I know I can't be alone on this. Is anyone else behind on their Easter prep? Because it snuck up on me. Good thing I went to Kohl's. I found Sephora beauty finds for under 25 bucks that'll be perfect for my girls' baskets. And I saved 40% on cute dresses for them too. Then I got myself a stylish dress for 20% off plus an extra 15% off. Oh, and I earned Kohl's cash. Kohl's saves the day again. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sephora and kids' Easter looks. Coupons do not apply. 15% offer ends March 30th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
IBM recently released the 2024 X-Force Threat Intelligence Index, highlighting an emerging global identity crisis as cybercriminals double down on exploiting user identities to compromise enterprises worldwide. According to IBM X-Force, in 2023, cybercriminals saw more opportunities to log in versus hack into corporate networks through valid accounts, making this tactic a preferred weapon of choice for threat actors. Noting a 71% increase worldwide in cyber attacks caused by exploiting user logins, cybercriminals are using our expanding digital footprint as a pawn for extortion tactics against businesses. Michelle Alvarez, Strategic Threat Analysis Manager, IBM X-Force.
Cybercriminals are just always looking to improve their margins, and really there's nothing that yields a higher ROI for them than simply logging in. With more fragments of user identities accessible on the dark web and cybercriminals innovating ways to steal valuable credentials, the growing identity crisis that's developing is simply one that businesses and consumers can't afford.
Sponsored by IBM.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and joining us is Ryan Balaji, golfnewsnet.com. Ryan, how are you, man?
Good, guys. How are you?
We're good. So you're out in South Carolina, Myrtle Beach. I've never been out there, but it's like, when I think of Myrtle Beach, all I think is like golf mecca.
That's about right. The reputation precedes it. There's, I think at its pinnacle, they probably had 80 courses within a 50-mile radius of here. Now it's more like, you know, 60, 65. But, I mean, it kind of runs the full gamut of $10 pitch and putt to $250 lovely places that are, you know, are ranked in the top resorts or top publicly accessible places in the country. And now they got the PGA Tour coming in May with the Myrtle Beach Classic. That'll be opposite the Wells Fargo Championship this year. And it's cool to kind of see the profile of the place grow over time. I've been coming down here for, it'll be 16 years this year. And just, it's been steadily growing in terms of reputation, in terms of golf, and in terms of just people who actually live here full time. It's been a cool transformation for the place.
So you met your wife at Myrtle Beach?
No, my sister-in-law lives down here, and she's lived down here since she went to college. Okay. She went to Coastal Carolina. So we've come down here for basically once a year for as long as I've known my wife. And we've come down here and visit. And now we have our two children. We come down in August for a couple weeks and stay with her at her house, and we make a nice little summer out of it. So we even went so far as to buy a golf cart that we can take ourselves to and from her house to the beach every day.
All right.
Oh, there you go.
I was
going
to say, you were living a Dan and Shay, you know, 19, summer of 19, you and me song, if that was the case. That's why I was just wondering. I was like, that's super cool. I've never actually met anybody that met in Myrtle Beach that could like go along with that song. But all right, that's okay. That's cool. Very nice.
Yeah, so it's a good place to come down and spend some time.
Yeah, you know, it's you think about golf destinations, places where you can go for golf trips. You know, you think about a lot of different places around the country. What's so exciting about Myrtle Beach, other than just all the different amount of golf courses that they have there, and what else is there to do?
Well, I was talking to someone the other day about it because I've been in the state for the last couple of days, kind of doing the full drive around the state to go see a couple different golf courses. And what I really like about here is you can make of this place what you want it. It can be a place you live. It can be a family destination. It could be a boys trip. It could be a even rowdier trip. I mean, you can go and hit the beach during the day. You can go play golf. They've got all kinds of, all the kind of trappings and amenities of a tourist place. You know, they got a great Top Golf. They just opened a Pop Stroke, the Tiger Woods putting concept that just opened, I think like 3 or 4 weeks ago here. So they're kind of getting all of the stuff that if you want to go visit a city, you're going to get it. You're just getting a little different kind of layout compared to a metropolitan area with a big downtown and stuff like that. And I think that's what's really neat about it is this is a place you can live and spend time with your family, be here full time, or you can come here for a beach week or 3 days or 4 days, and you're still going to have a great time either way.
What's the food like?
Scene's growing quite a bit, actually. A lot of cool smaller restaurants have opened up here. My personal favorite place is actually a soul food joint just down the street called Big Mike's. And Big Mike is actually on the city council, and he also just makes some killer soul food. So you roll in there and just, I mean, it's not particularly expensive, but it's really, really, really good. But they also kind of have started bringing in more higher-end restaurants, higher-end chefs, and bringing in concepts that are a little bit more hoity-toity. I think most people think of Myrtle Beach as kind of a middle-class vacation destination, and they're not wrong thinking that, but I think they're starting to try to branch out a little bit and appeal to that higher end of person who's maybe moving here permanently or just has a little bit more money and wants to spend time here.
Ryan Ballingy joining us. He's out in Myrtle Beach. You know, Kiawah's not far away, right? And that's obviously caters to the high end. But this whole golf life is an interesting part of what we've done on the show for 25 years. I think not only following the professional golfers and the best players in the world and seeing and marveling at what they're able to do with golf clubs and a ball, but the whole idea that you immerse yourself in this game. The game isn't just something you go do. You fully become involved. It becomes part of you. It becomes part of your lifestyle, right? So you're wearing, you know, I know you always joke about the PGA merchandise show that it's the quarter zip capital of the world, right? I mean, but that's it, right? It's golf shirts, it's quarter zips. It's, you know, you can tell a golfer when you see him. And it's also about visiting and experiencing places that feature golf, that are just kind of golf crazy. And Myrtle, a lot of South Carolina there, like I said, Kiawah. It's interesting. And I think I've not done Myrtle Beach, but it always feels like it sort of encapsulates that idea of the golf life, if you will.
Yeah. I mean, I played golf yesterday down in Bluffton, South Carolina, which is about 3.5 hours from here. And the reason I entirely made that trip was because of golf. I played golf with a guy I met, Brendan Sweeney, works at French Lick Resort. He's become one of my best friends. I mean, I spend more days with him over the course of the year than a lot of people. I met a guy, Tiernan Byrne, who took Brendan and I around in Ireland. He owns a company that does golf tours, Club Choice Ireland. Played with a kid who plays on the Corn Ferry Tour, Bryson Nimmer. I never would have met any of those people were it not for golf. And so many of the most important people I've ever met in my entire life are because of golf. It just creates a common bond that you work off of. And, you know, you kind of make some generally right assumptions about someone who plays golf, and it makes quick friends. It makes quick acquaintances. It's great for networking, whether, you know, I become your best friend or I'm someone to go whack it around with. I mean, that's what's possible because of golf. And then, like you guys said, to go travel so many places in the world because I wanted to play a golf course there, or there was a compelling golf course there that I just had to see. I mean, that's been the bulk of my travel for the last 20 years of my life. And so it, you know, I'm in a unique situation. We are to be able to work in golf for a living, but even if you're not to that, you know, if you're not doing this professionally, that's what golf does for a lot of people. I think that's my favorite part about it. Honestly, at a certain point, the actual playing of golf becomes secondary to the people I've got to meet and have laughs with and have drinks with and travel with and the places I've been able to see just because I wanted to go play golf somewhere.
Yeah. Kind of interesting. You know, back before COVID, golf was kind of a little bit stagnant. And then COVID came around and golf just like skyrocketed, in part because of other opportunities around the game of golf, like Top Golf, like you mentioned. Also now Tiger has that putting course, the social aspect behind the game and hitting golf balls and not necessarily just going out and playing golf. But, you know, for a lot of the criticisms of the game were because golf is very expensive to play. You got clubs, you've got daily fees, you've got golf courses that or golf clubs that you need to buy and purchase to be able to play. It's a lot of time, 4 to 5 hours, 6 hours to play a round of golf, that kind of thing. What are some of your thoughts around the game and especially around the costs of the game right now?
I do worry that we are kind of reaching a point where prices are going to start to overwhelm at least some percentage of people who have taken up the game because of the pandemic or just before or just after. Even speaking around the courses near where I live in the Washington, D.C. or even the public tracks, and they're good courses, they're good quality courses, but they're wanting $75, $85, $95, whereas 4 or 5 years ago, it might have been $40, $50. And I know costs have gone up for lots of people, and also something that's more popular and kind of is a finite resource is tee times. You know, those things go up in price when more people want them. But my fear is that between that and driver price creep, where, you know, driver used to be like $350 to $500, you know, $500 was a lot for a driver. And now you're pushing $800 on a driver. Iron sets, really, I don't feel like they've changed as drastically in price, but they have changed too. And everything is just a little bit more expensive to add up to the point that maybe you don't play as much, or maybe you keep that set of clubs that you have for longer. You keep that bag you have for longer. You don't want to pay $300 for your next stand bag. So I worry that can kind of stagnate golf a little bit, but as what you said, we have so many kind of golf adjacent, golf alternative things now that has been the one of the big stories of driving growth in golf participation, getting people to realize that you can say you play golf and you don't have to belong to a club or go to the local course down the street every week. You can go do it at a Top Golf or a driving range or a pop stroke or a simulator club, you know, go sit at a 5-iron golf for a day and see people go in and play golf. They're playing golf too, just the same as I would out on an 18-hole golf course. So I think for as much as I'm worried about price creep and how much everything in golf is going up in price, it's also kind of balanced out to some degree by having so many good alternatives that I think have opened a lot of people's eyes, even more traditional golfers, to lots of different ways to play golf and be involved in the game.
I think Myrtle Beach, Ryan Ballingy joining us, golfnewsnet.com. I think Myrtle Beach is probably a good example. You mentioned there's some a variety of scale of golf experiences that you can have out there, right? From inexpensive to really expensive. I kind of look at these golf courses a bit like that sports experience, right? So, you know, the Utah Jazz here in our home state, we go to Jazz games. You can get a ticket to go to a Jazz game for $25-$35, right? You're sitting in the upper deck, you're way high, whatever, but there's an experience for that. You can get in. And then, you know, my wife and I had a chance to sit courtside this year. A friend of mine gifted them. I didn't throw down, but those tickets were, you know, $3,000-$4,000 a ticket or something like that to sit courtside, right? That was a different kind of experience. So I look at it like, you go play TPC Sawgrass. What do they want? $900. If you want to play Pebble Beach, and you want to book your tee time in advance, you have to stay at the resort, which is $900 to $1,000. Your tee time six. So you're pushing with caddy fees and whatnot. You're pushing $2,000 to play Pebble Beach. I played the Ocean Course at Kiawah. It was $600 plus $150 for the caddy. That's $750. So you start looking at some of that and you go, okay. Or if you happen to go to Scotland, you're going to pay a little premium to play, you know, the Old Course or any of the British Open Rota courses, things like King's Barnes, things like that, right? But you look at it almost like that's the experience. So, and yet at the same time, you hope that there continues to be opportunities to go out for the $40-$50 and still play golf on a regular basis where you don't have to throw that kind of money down every single time.
Yeah, and I think as people who work in golf, we tend to focus a little bit more on those higher end places, those top 100, top 200, pick your list of top places to play, best resorts, because they are outstanding. They are special and they do get a lot of attention for good reason, but there are also thousands and thousands of courses in this country that they're $25 to play with a cart and they're not in incredible shape. No name architect did them. They don't have some great marketing team or a killer logo or great merch. A good place to go play golf and have a good time. And those places need to continue to exist. Those places need to continue to thrive. And I think that they can, but they just won't ever get the same kind of amount of attention that, you know, we give to Abandon or Streamsong or Sand Valley or Pinehurst. I mean, these incredible places. Like you said, for most people, the amount of money they spend to go experience them is most likely a once in a lifetime opportunity. And those places get celebrated, but I think there should be a cheering section for the everyday, the relatively mundane places that we play that are, they're just as good and fun to play golf and whack the ball around as anywhere else.
So having said that, what are some of the places that you like or the places that you've been to that are really, really good values for people?
Down here in Myrtle?
Or just or
wherever.
Or just
Yeah.
So this place, hidden gem answer from yesterday. We played this place called Riverton Point. Fascinating story. It was a housing development golf course that the people who owned it, they went under. Toll Brothers bought it. They're a big developer. And they let it lay fallow for 12 years because they just weren't ready to build houses on this huge space yet. They wind up building, they reinstitute the course. They had people maintaining it the whole time. And just no one was playing it. Go out there, like, I don't really know what to expect from this. It's probably not going to be very good. It was phenomenal, and it was $90. And, you know, a place that just down the street we played the day prior probably would have gone for $225. It was better than that by a mile. It wasn't even close. I love places like that. You still got the Sweetens Coves of the world that are kind of this value you can't believe. The Palm Beach Par 3 course is one of my favorites in America. It's such a great value, and you're playing golf on the water. Pacific Grove is still a great place. It's incredible out in the West Coast, which is kind of like the poor man's Pebble Beach. For the price, you can't beat that. Down here, I love True Blue, which is Mike Strand's design. They're right next to each other. True Blue and Caledonia Golf and Fish Club. And they've crept up a little bit in price over the years. They have good package deals. And I'm trying to think of the other kind of like best deal in America places. There's a couple up north, up in the Minnesota area. Giants Ridge is really, really good. White Bear Yacht Club, I've heard, is incredible. I haven't played there yet, but I'd like to go check that out. Wasonia Links is really, really good. I mean, a little bit creeping on price there, but I mean, there are so many places I've been in this country that the price that you pay for the experience that you get is just phenomenal. But just the same, I'd be happy to roll down the street. I live about a mile from our local muni. It's called Northwest Golf Links. It's a 7,400-yard golf course that hosts U.S. Open local qualifiers, and it's run by our county. You can go play it for $45 with a cart and have just an absolute great time. And those places exist, and we don't get to talk about them because they don't have the, you know, chest puffery to be able to tell it from the mountaintop that how great of a deal that is. And I feel like that's part of the problem. You kind of run into these places by accident, and then people kind of have the tendency to keep the secret to themselves because they don't want to ruin it for the next time they don't play. And it turns out everyone found out, and you know the green fee's double what it was the last time. So it's a bit of a cat and mouse game, I think. But there are way more places like that than eye-popping sticker prices of $900 to go play Sawgrass or $1,000 to go play Shadow Creek or those types of places.
Ryan Ballingy joining us. Thanks so much for your time. You know, I'll throw a little plug in for Utah Golf. We need to get you out here. I know you've spent some time in Mesquite. I think that's where we first met. But there's, you know, Utah Golf up in the mountains in the summertime is phenomenal. You can play some of these golf courses that are same thing. They're either state run or county run, and you're looking at, you know, like 40, 50 bucks, maybe up to 60, and you're playing in these beautiful venues with it's like you're away from it all, but you're playing golf. So there are great places, and we have a bunch of them here in Utah, which we're certainly excited about. But thanks for sharing that. I didn't know that we were going to necessarily go there today, but it was a fun kind of look at it. And you know what? With the Masters coming up, it's a good celebration of the game where you can go enjoy a really inexpensive sandwich and drink and watch the Masters. Getting the ticket, on the other hand, a little tougher to get, but nevertheless.
Yeah, you pay for one part, and then once you get in, you don't pay as much. But
go.
then they get you at the merch tent, and that's what they know. There. But I should throw in a plug for St. George, Utah. It's not probably on the tip of everybody's tongue, but it's one of the best destination places in America where you can go play 7-10 wonderful, wonderful golf courses, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg. And it's 90 minutes to fly into Vegas, just straight across the desert, and you can throw a Mesquite there, as you mentioned, that has a ton of golf too. That's one of the best places in America if you want to go get bang for your buck, kind of like the Pebble or the Myrtle Beach of the West.
Yeah. Well, now with Black Desert there, you got to come check that out as well. So
yep.
We'll schedule a time for you to do that. Ryan, thanks. Enjoy Myrtle Beach, buddy. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. That's Ryan Ballingy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Always appreciate his time and insight. And just a good dude. Loves the game and just has a fun time out there. He's a fun guy. I'd like to play some more. We haven't played much. I think we got around once out in Mesquite 20 years ago, probably.
Yeah,
so,
long time.
We're definitely overdue for a trip with a little golf trip with Ballingy. All right, short break. Thanks for joining us here. Hour number two is coming up next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about 50 bucks a month, you'll get lightning fast internet. Are you paying less than 50 bucks a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at 50 bucks a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're going to love it and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for 50 bucks a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Presidential politics taking center stage this Good Friday morning. Donald Trump commenting briefly on the road ahead for the wife and young child of slain New York City police officer Jonathan Diller.
They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road.
Trump paid respects at the family wake on Thursday in New York. The 31-year-old NYPD officer was shot by a suspect during a routine traffic stop in Queens on Monday. Trump said he's an advocate for law and order. President Biden's being criticized by Republicans for attending a fundraiser in New York. Meanwhile, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden offering their condolences to victims in the wake of a stabbing spree that happened in Illinois this week. A State Department official stepping down to protest U.S. support of Israel. This week, Anel Shaleen announced her resignation from her position with the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. She said she could no longer work for the administration as, she says, it has enabled Israeli atrocities in Gaza. The president of Ukraine urging Congress to deliver critical aid to Kyiv in its war with Russia. President Zelensky briefed House Speaker Mike Johnson on the battlefield situation on Thursday, warning of Ukraine's dwindling resources and Russia's advances. He said quick passage of aid by Congress is vital. The Senate last month passed a bipartisan national security measure that includes funds for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, although the House has yet to take it up. The wealthiest 1% of Americans are now worth around $44 trillion in combined stock and asset value between them all. Roughly 300,000 of America's wealthiest households have been collecting trillions in additional income the last several years, too. Along with inflation since 2020, their wealth has increased by roughly $15 trillion. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A federal judge Thursday sentencing Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison for his leading role in one of the biggest financial scandals in American history, capping the stunning fall of the former cryptocurrency magnate and one-time Washington megadonor. The judge handing down the sentence almost 5 months after a jury found Bankman-Fried guilty of orchestrating a massive fraud scheme centered on his crypto empire. Bankman-Fried faced a maximum 110 years in prison. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the Biden administration is turning its back on the Lone Star State and on Americans. He points to the current status of immigration at the U.S. southern border.
People are dying. Texas citizens are dying, whether it's from fentanyl or an illegal drunk driver or a killer or a gang member. People are dying in this country.
Patrick also spoke in favor of the new state law in Texas, SB4, which would allow state and local officers to arrest those suspected of entering the country illegally. Russia has blocked a United Nations panel of experts from overseeing North Korea nuclear weapons program. Thursday, Russia vetoed the annual renewal of sanctions monitoring on North Korea. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller described this move as indicative of increased cooperation between Russia and North Korea. U.S. officials have raised concerns, alleging North Korea is providing weapons to Russia in its war with Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels. USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
And we have to add in their 1970 Masters champion, Billy Casper, this time of year, because it is Masters exciting right now. You must just sometimes, when you start seeing all this Masters stuff come up, Bob, just be like, shake your head sometimes and be like, I can't believe my dad actually went out and won that thing.
You know, this week I was looking at stuff that the Masters was posting on social media and everything, and then I was watching on the Golf Channel, they were 2015. It was the 2015 Masters and Jordan Spieth winning. And then after they're showing the different guys, you know, people putting jackets on, and there was George Archer and my dad and putting the jacket on him. And then my dad standing there with the jacket on. And I just look at that and I go, man, that is so cool. And I have been so fortunate in my life that I had a dad that won 51 times and won 3 major championships, including the Masters. And I went over and talked with my mom this week and I just pinched myself. It's really, really cool.
It's part of you, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's part
of
you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Super cool. And you've kind of adopted me in over the years to be a part of, which has been really something to experience. But
your first trip there was amazing.
Yeah. You might say that. What could you package that up and sell it for, Bob? That would be an interesting question. You want my first Masters experience? What would you be willing to pay for it?
I mean, That's right.
You know what the answer is? Priceless. It's priceless.
Yeah, right. We couldn't replicate that now because my dad's not there anymore.
Well, pretty much everybody that was involved in that is not there anymore,
yeah,
sadly.
That's true.
Sam Snead.
That's true.
Arnold Palmer.
Arnold.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
We'll share that story. Well, we can. If you've been listening, you've probably heard it, but it was ridiculous. But hey, coming up, we're going to preview the Augusta National Women's Amateur. There's some great storylines. It's remarkable to me that you have a player in Mega Gon who has played in 4 drive, chip, and putt finals and is now about to tee it up in her 4th Augusta National Women's Amateur. I mean, that's just
unbelievable.
What a cool experience for that young lady to have grown up around Augusta. Augusta's a part of her as well.
Yes.
And that's what's the great thing. When you go back there, you feel like Augusta's a part of you. They do it right. It's a celebration of the game. And it's unreal. We'll talk about it all coming up next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio, brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com. The Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course is unreal. You can book tee times at blackdesertresort.com. Find out about exclusive real estate opportunities, the resort opening this summer, the upcoming PGA Tour event, the LPGA Tour event coming in May of 25, and all that goes on with this incredible resort in southern Utah. Go to blackdesertresort.com, and we appreciate you joining us here on the show. We said that we're going to talk a little bit about the Augusta National Women's Amateur. We're going to get into our kind of our preview for the Masters as well. Lots to talk about there. I got our sheet up from the talking points from a year ago, and I think it's always fun to kind of look back and say, what were we talking about a year ago going into the Masters, and how is it similar or different than going into this year? So we'll talk about that coming up. But let's go this. The Augusta National Women's Amateur, they play two rounds at Champions Retreat.
Correct.
They're in Augusta, and then that's during the week. And then they take Friday, and everyone who is qualified gets a chance to play a practice round at Augusta National.
Which is like...
so cool.
If you get into the tournament, you know, it's one thing to have a chance to win, but you play two rounds, and even if you don't make it to the last, 30 players or whatever, you still get to play Augusta.
Yeah.
And how many people outside of playing in, you know, with a member or playing in the Masters or whatever, get a chance to play at Augusta? These ladies, it is so awesome and so cool for them to be a part of this event.
So Wednesday and Thursday, April 3rd and 4th are the two rounds at Champions Retreat. And then Friday, it's a closed practice at the National, followed by the final round there at Augusta National.
Yep.
So that's kind of the schedule. Now, here's what's interesting, Bob, is in looking at Augusta. It's the anwagolf.com is the website if you want to check it out. anwagolf.com. And Haley Hernandez wrote an article about the amount of top 23 finishers that are ready to give it another go this year. So there are 43 returning players and a notable 37 competitors returning from last year's event. That's pretty remarkable.
Wow.
So 7 of the top 10 players from last year's championship is returning. 7 of the top 10. I mean, this, think about the impact that this is having on the women's game. And some of these players perhaps are prolonging their turning professional in order to stay as an amateur and continue to participate in a great championship like the ANWA.
You know, what's really cool about this, and I agree with what you just said, Brian, when this was announced in 2018, the chairman, Fred Ridley, during his press conference, he said, "The event is established to inspire greater interest and participation in the women's game by creating a new and exciting and rewarding path for these players to fulfill their dreams." And I think that's exactly what this is doing. Case in point, Rose Zhang last year wins in a two-hole playoff, and she turns around and wins her first event on the LPGA Tour. And she's played on the LPGA Tour. She's played in the Solheim Cup now last year. She's going to probably get a chance to play in it again this year. But now she's taking a little bit of a hiatus from the LPGA Tour so she can finish up her college education. And then she will be back out there and just clipping along, playing in majors and all that kind of thing throughout the remainder of this year. That's what I really think is cool about this event, is it helps the women's game to fulfill their dreams in the game of golf.
Sweden's Andrea Lingnell, if I said that right, is the top finisher to return after finishing third last year in her debut in 2023. Here's a couple other ones. This is tough for me. This player from Spain, Cayetana Fernandez Garcia Poggio. There you go. Bam.
There you go. Good job, Brian.
Thank you. She finished in her first start, she finished fourth at 17 years old.
Wow.
She had 5 birdies in her final round at Augusta National, birdieing number 7, 9, 15, 17, and 18.
Wow.
How you doing?
Yeah.
First of all, if you were to pick out, if I said, hey, she got 5 birdies at Augusta, which holes are you going to pick out? You probably would have picked 15. Are you picking 7, 9?
No.
17 and 18?
No.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
No.
That's impressive.
And then you think about Anna Davis winning.
Yeah.
The year before in 2022. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lefty. She goes out and she wins the golf tournament and she hadn't even gone to college yet.
Single-handedly brought back the bucket hat.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I listened to an interview with her this week on the Golf Channel. And she said, well, I thought it was going to be a little bit warm that day, so I figured I just wanted to cover up a little bit more, so I put the bucket hat on. And that was it. And it became a trend.
Oh, it was big. They sold out in a second.
Oh, it was big.
I mentioned Mega Gaughan, one of 7 players making her 4th start at the championship. She's a sophomore at Stanford, has 4 top 10 finishes and a win this season. Gaughan is also a 4-time, as I mentioned in the last segment, 4-time drive chip and putt national finalist at Augusta National. She played in 15, 17, 18, and 19. And now here she is playing in her 4th Augusta National Women's Amateur. It's so cool. It's so cool that what's going on with this. And so we'll be talking about that. We will be there at Augusta National next Saturday. Be sure to follow us at Real Golf on X. We'll be bringing you some insights. We'll get out on the golf course and watch these ladies. I'll tell you what I enjoy watching is they hit it a little bit more like I hit it. So,
right.
And I mean that with all due respect. I mean, as far as distance wise, right? I can't, the PGA Tour guys hit it so far. I can't even relate to how far they hit it. Right.
Yeah.
And these ladies hit it far too, but more reasonable to what maybe I would. So I can kind of see how they go around the golf course a little differently than the tour guys go around the golf course. And so it's a great perspective And I love watching it. So I'm excited to be out there next Saturday watching that one. So that'd be good stuff. I can't relate to making five birdies in a championship setting at Augusta National. I can tell you that. I cannot relate to that. That is... I didn't make one. I've only played it once. I didn't make one birdie. Let's just put it that way.
Oh,
I was pretty happy to par the last three holes. That was my claim to fame. I parred the last three
holes.
There you go. Let's go.
There you go.
That's now, Bob, what'd you birdie the last five when you played it the first time you drew out?
I think I birdied, 13, 14, 16, 17, and 18. Yeah. Oh,
okay. All right. Is that all?
Five out of last six.
Is that all?
That's it.
Jeez. That's unreal. Hey, Augusta National last year, as we were going into the Masters, here's what we were talking about. Here's my bullet points. Distance and lengthening of 13. That was a big deal last year.
Yeah.
The new par 3 course.
Now we've got a shift of number 2 to the left and a little bit longer.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's going to be quite as dramatic as... But you know what? Sometimes subtle changes have bigger impacts than you think.
Yeah.
The new par 3 course, which was cool. It opened things up. Sight lines, grandstands, all kinds of cool stuff there. 18 live players. That was a bullet point.
Right.
18 live players. How did the Masters rank in the majors? And when I pulled that up and looked at it, I'm like, why is that even on there? But do you remember what Gary Player said last year?
Yeah. Open championship.
Yeah. He said it was, you can't have an exhibition, or he called it like an exhibition or invitational, whatever he called it, right?
An invitational. It's not a true championship.
Right. I'm like, really, Gary? Really?
Come on.
Someone needed some press clippings. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, this is the 50th anniversary of his Masters win in 1974. One of the things, as a golf fan, you should know is who won the Masters the year you were born.
Okay.
And for me, 1974, so I know that Gary Player won the Masters in 1974. I just turned 50. I know it's the 50th anniversary. Bob, you were born in 1960. I know who won in 1960. That's an easy one. Do you know? You know.
Jack Nicklaus.
I was going to say Arnold Palmer. I think
It's probably Arnold Palmer.
I think it was Arnold Palmer in 1960. Yeah. I can go back and look. Could be wrong.
You know what? I'm going to go back
and
look
right
real
now
quick.
While you're looking at it. But I'm going with Arnold Palmer, final answer.
Okay, fine.
And I don't even have, I have no notes in front of me. That's just, when I hear 1960, I'm thinking Palmer. Tell me I'm wrong.
Okay, list of Masters champions.
While you're pulling that up, while you're pulling that up. The other thing we had was defending champion Scottie Scheffler, and then the favorites. Here was our list of favorites. Scheffler, Rory, Spieth, Rahm, Zalatoris, who had to withdraw, Morikawa, Cam Smith, Tony Finau, and Patrick Cantlay. Those were the lists of favorites that we had going into the week. And, of course, of that list, John Rahm went on to win. So, hey, if you give us enough, if we can bet a conglomerate of players, we might do okay.
Conglomerate of the top 10 in the world.
Yeah, can we exactly? Can we have, what's the bet on one of those? Oh, I'm really good at picking.
And
this.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Second win at Augusta, Arnold Palmer.
Okay, there you go. 1960. All right.
There you go.
Well, I'm so psyched. Let's go. Masters week. It's so close. Hey, when we come back, we are going to welcome in America's favorite caddy. As we said, he did a show last week. He called it his favorite about the caddy player relationship. If you heard it, even if you heard it last week, it's worth another listen. That's next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. And we're continuing now with America's favorite caddy. We've been talking about Scottie Scheffler and Ted Scott. And so, yeah, I love that you said that, you know, because you're right. Scotty says, Teddy kept me in a good headspace out there. And it's so interesting. You know, I think there's players that will acknowledge the caddy and his role in their success. And then there's players that refuse to do that because they feel like it's all on them. How much does that say about the player as much as it does about the caddy in that relationship?
I think different people have different needs. You could take that question immediately and say, well, some players aren't giving the guys the credit they deserve, or they're giving them too much, you know, whatever. Look, your job as a caddy is to figure out how to have your player play his best golf. It's that simple. At least that's what I think the job is. You know, another guy I'd point out just from observing and never having actually physically caddied alongside him, Greller and Spieth are another team that you look at it and say, you know, who else could handle Spieth like Greller does? Those guys are so good together. But sometimes you just need to totally stay out of someone's way. I remember when Bambi went to work for Nicklaus one time, he basically said, just give me the yardage. I got this. Leave me alone.
Right.
I'm Jack Nicklaus. I got it all. I don't need any help. And there's guys like that. Like, I remember Retief. I think Retief's good friend was caddying for him. He may still be. I've been out there for a while with him. But he basically told the guy, hey, listen, I'm going to take the book. I'm going to do everything. Just carry the clubs and kind of like be my friend. Right? So different people need different things. And so as a caddy, you've got to pay attention to that. I've seen a number of caddies have kind of an ego. And I think they get a little, we call it over caddying. They get a little too into the game and maybe overdo it with their player a bit. So, you know, some people are really good at figuring out how to deal with a player's mentality. And look, some people fit with some people don't fit with other people. You could, you know, Teddy might not work well. There's a player I won't name who's a really negative person, right? Not in a kind of a bad way, but he just, it's just the way he is. And he doesn't respond well to the cheerleading caddies. And you have that person and everybody's telling him, thinking like, oh, you got to think more positive. You got to do, well, why? Who made that rule, right? It just so happens that this guy's a unique individual. And anyway, the guy who's had the most success caddying with him, the first day's caddying, the guy hits a shot over the green and hits the cart path. And he says to this guy, this caddy says, where do you think that went? And he goes, well, with your luck, probably out of bounds. And the guy just smiled. He loved it. He loved hearing that from his caddy. Now, who would think that's the right thing to say, yeah, right? But it's the right thing for this guy, right? And these two guys have been like the best one, another great caddy player combo. But, you know, really, who would think that's the good thing to do? But it just is for this particular player. So caddying's, they say golf's 95% mental, right? Caddying's like 195% mental. Or psychological, let's say.
Really interesting discussion. I love that. That's good stuff. Caddy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Hey, I wanted to take a moment and talk a little bit about yardage books again, because that's after you carried the bag for those 30 years, you have been making yardage books for some time, and you just finished the Black Desert book, and I had a chance to play around with it for the first time yesterday. And the greens book that's incorporated, the pick book that shows the lines, all the information that's there. I've played this golf course 20 times, let's call it. So it's not like I don't know how to get around it, but there's some information in there that just gives you a check. Maybe just talk a little bit about when players are sitting there and they're consulting their yardage book, what information is it that they're studying? Let's say on an approach shot, you got some carry distance, you've got where you want to land the ball. I think so many of us think, how far is the pin? Versus what, maybe talk us through what's all going into a shot before, rather than just a laser yardage to a flag.
So here's probably what happened to you. Since you've played there a number of times, it's not like you don't know exactly where to hit it off of every tee. You know, I can only go this so far left, et cetera. And then an approach shot into the green. Well, you laser the pin, you know your distance. When you start pulling the book, and I think this is why guys at the top level kind of get addicted to the process, right? If I tell you you're 132 and the pin's 8 over the right and the green's kind of soft, as a good top level player, right? You don't really need that 8 cover, and you just need the 132 because you're going to fly it there. You're going to even fly it past the hole a little bit because the green's soft. However, the routine is a tour caddy, I'm going to say, okay, you got 120 front and 12, 132, it's 8 over the right. And so it's 24, 32 at over the right, and it's 3 uphill. So I've just done a lot more stuff than just telling you it's 132 and it's a little uphill. And I think maybe mentally, it just kind of starts locking you into certain precise targets, right? And a lot of people respond really well to precise targeting. What we're doing there is we're getting your mind off anything but your target, right? Mm. And you hear a lot of players say they play their best when they're really precisely focused on their target and not their golf swing, right? So it's just that whole process there, if you think about it. And another thing, too, is under pressure. A lot of people do a lot better under pressure when they're process-oriented and not result-oriented. Mm-hmm. So I'm not thinking about, I've got to hit this close. I'm thinking about, it's 24 front, it's 8 over the cover, da-da-da-da-da. You're going through a process of hitting a shot, and that kind of releases you from result-focus to process-focus. A lot of people talk about that. They just play better under pressure when they're process focused. Do this. Like I had a buddy he was a really good kicker in college. I mean, he went to the NFL for tryouts and actually got beaten out by Adam Vinatieri. So maybe he should have kept it. But
yeah.
Anyway, I asked him, I said, man, how much pressure does it put on you when they call a timeout? And he goes, you know, he goes, there just isn't pressure kicking. I said, excuse me? There's no pressure? Now, he's got a little different mind than a lot of people. But he said, no. He goes, you get up there, you take your steps, you know, you measure the ball, you take those two steps to the left. Very shortly after that, the ball snapped. He goes, you don't have time to really feel pressure because you're just going count two to the left. Here comes the ball. Boom, I go. See, it's all process. He's not thinking, I got to make this kick. He's thinking, I'm backing off. I'm taking my two steps left. I'm setting my feet. Here we go. Boom. And it just happens. So I think when you get that book in your hand, even though you've played the course many times, you're kind of doing process now stuff and target, precise target stuff. And maybe that just helps zone you in a little more. And it lets your body and the golf swing happen, right? Instead of making it like, okay, I'm going to swing a little harder this one. I'm going to, you know, post my left leg a little more coming through on this one. And yeah, I remember talking to Nick Price once about targeting. And I said, what do you aim at? And he says, you know what I do a lot? He goes, on tee shots especially, he goes, I aim at a leaf on a tree. You know anybody who aims at a leaf on a tree?
How many people can see the leaf?
Well, that's my, I never really asked, like, you can see a leaf from like 380 yards away, but it was just cool to hear how precise he was targeting. Right. And so, yeah, I'm trying to make the ball fly right at that leaf on that left edge of that tree. I'm like, wow. Okay. That's pretty cool. Now look, I can tell you too, there's tour pros who you ask Lauren Roberts about putting. Where do you aim? And he goes, oh, I kind of blur my vision and just kind of paint it down a line over here, you know, corridor. So there's the, boom, there's your devil's advocate, complete opposite idea. But you don't hear a lot of that. It's usually process oriented and precise focus is. I mean, can a golf pro really hit it 132 instead of 133? Well, no. But it's like Johnny Miller when he was going to half yards with Andy Martinez. What was he doing there, really? Because he probably wasn't even with 3 or 4 yards of the actual yardage because they didn't have precise measurements back then. And the pin sheet wasn't going to be right and all that kind of yada, yada, yada. So what was Johnny Miller doing? Well, he was just internalizing this incredible precision in his brain and, you know, kind of making himself think, I'm this good and I'm that precise. And look at the results.
I am drinking this up. I am drunk right now. I am just like loving every second of everything you're saying. And
Cassie has pontificated today.
I mean, like if you're a golf geek, like if you like golf at all, like what the caddy just said there in the last 5 minutes, just record it and play it over and over and over in your mind. That was gold. That was gold, Jerry. That was gold. Caddy, we're out of time, but that was so good. Thanks so much for sharing that. Man, good question, Bob, to get that one started. And, man, that was good stuff. Let's do it again.
What you guys just did, I haven't caddied for several years. And you just took me on a journey back to what happened, you know, what was it like caddying on the tour? And it's like I hadn't thought about this for a long time. But one thing I think I really enjoyed about it was you really get locked in, right? You get locked in. I remember Kisner talking about there, asking him about the playoff at the Players, and he was walking from here to there and doing this and that. And he said, you know, I didn't really see the people. I wasn't aware of the crowd. I was just so locked in to where I was. And that's what happens, even when you're caddying. You kind of get locked in, and it's a really, like, I'm getting goosebumps. It's a really cool thing to do, is to get into kind of that locked in mode. It's neat. I guess that's the zone, right? Maybe you can even get in the zone a little bit when you're caddying, like you do when you're playing a sport. But, no, it's kind of like, I'm like, yeah, that's one thing I liked about it so much, was that kind of, it's fun to do that, to get into that feel.
Well, thanks anyway for giving us some of that insight. That is awesome. There you go. You heard it right there. America's favorite caddy laying it out for you right here on Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned. More of the show coming up next.
Okay, I know I can't be alone on this. Is anyone else behind on their Easter prep? Because it snuck up on me. Good thing I went to Kohl's. I found Sephora beauty finds for under 25 bucks that'll be perfect for my girls' baskets. And I saved 40% on cute dresses for them too. Then I got myself a stylish dress for 20% off plus an extra 15% off. Oh, and I earned Kohl's cash. Kohl's saves the day again. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sephora and kids' Easter looks. Coupons do not apply. 15% offer ends March 30th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
IBM recently released the 2024 X-Force Threat Intelligence Index, highlighting an emerging global identity crisis as cybercriminals double down on exploiting user identities to compromise enterprises worldwide. According to IBM X-Force, in 2023, cybercriminals saw more opportunities to log in versus hack into corporate networks through valid accounts, making this tactic a preferred weapon of choice for threat actors. Noting a 71% increase worldwide in cyber attacks caused by exploiting user logins, cybercriminals are using our expanding digital footprint as a pawn for extortion tactics against businesses. Michelle Alvarez, Strategic Threat Analysis Manager, IBM X-Force.
Cybercriminals are just always looking to improve their margins, and really there's nothing that yields a higher ROI for them than simply logging in. With more fragments of user identities accessible on the dark web and cybercriminals innovating ways to steal valuable credentials, the growing identity crisis that's developing is simply one that businesses and consumers can't afford.
Sponsored by IBM.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Hey, hope you enjoyed that caddy edition. I mean, that is some really, really good stuff there about the mental aspect and how a caddy can help prepare his player and knowing what to say and do and that whole relationship. Man, that's good stuff. As we said, the caddy said that was, you heard in there, that was his favorite segment that he's ever done, and he got goosebumps the whole nine yards. So hopefully you enjoyed that as much. If you heard it for the second time or the first time, that's really, 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 really good stuff there by the caddy. The game, there's so much to the game, right? And
yeah,
look, Bob, how many times have you gone out and you've just been in a mood or a vibe or a mindset, and the game just, everything was just happening. It was easy.
Yeah.
You could see the shots, you hit the shots. It's not even necessarily that you're in a competition or winning a tournament, but just if you're just out playing. And then there's other times you stand up there and your mind couldn't be further from what you're doing. And same guy can be relegated to 10 shots higher score than he was in a different kind of a mind frame. You know what I mean? Like, it's really such a crazy, what a weird game that is, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's the fun thing is, you know, having caddied out there, caddied for my dad and caddied for Keith Clearwater on tour. It's just, you know, you get, like you said, in that mindset where you're both clicking together. And then there's times when you're not, and it can be further from the truth. But you're always trying to mesh. You're always trying to help your player play to the best of their ability. And, you know, whatever that is, whatever those, the things that you say to them, you know, sometimes you just, you just want to shut up and not say a word, you know, especially, you know, when the negativity is going so bad one direction. But then you've got to be able to step in and be able to maybe shock them out of that mindset and see if you can help them to right the ship and go the correct direction. So it's really, really cool. It's fun. It's why a guy like Fluff Cowan has been a caddy all his life.
That's amazing.
Because, you know, when he's in his 70s now, and it's because these guys love it. These guys like it. Of course, they're making a bunch of money caddying for their players and that kind of thing. But it's being in the thrill of contention and watching your player compete at his highest level. I can remember one time I was caddying for Keith Clearwater and he was playing at Doral and we're in the mix of stuff coming down the stretch and everything. And, you know, we were on the 17th hole and the pin's in this little narrow neck and it's right in the middle of this neck. And, you know, we've got 190 yards or something like that. And he hit the most pure 5-iron I've ever seen in my life. And I said, and I was thinking, you know, and my aspirations were to play professional golf. I'm in the wrong business because there's no way I could hit that shot under this type of pressure because I was already feeling the pressure. I was feeling the nerves and the stuff in my gut and that kind of thing. But to watch those guys perform and to watch them play, it's really, really cool.
So you've always told me about how your dad doesn't like any additional information. When, nope. When I got that one time I got a chance to caddy for him, it was not a good start, Bob. It was not a good start. We started on the back because of a rain delay. And I think we went triple-triple to start. So we get to 12, and your dad's like mumbling under his breath, I shouldn't be out here, you know. And he hadn't played in the Masters for a while.
Yeah.
And I felt like
he was, and the reason he was playing that year is because he had grandchildren there, and his oldest grandchild, my sister's son, said to him, Papa, we would really love to see you play in the Masters. We've never had that opportunity. So he decided to play.
He did. And the tragedy of it all is that I was the one on the bag instead of his oldest grandson or something that could have been enjoying that experience. But nevertheless, I'm eternally grateful. It was the most incredible thing ever. But I said to him as we got there on 12th
green.
He hit a shot just left of the 12th green. He pulled it and it got over Ray's Creek and he's just off the green, but he's like pin high, but all the way left. Pin's over, you know, close to there to the right. Mm-hmm. And as we're walking over there, about to go over the bridge, he's just kind of like struggling. And I just said, hey, look, he's like, I shouldn't be here. And I said, you should be here. I said, you're a Masters champion. Everybody loves you here. And I just said to him, again, I've never done this, so I don't have no idea. Mm-hmm. But I just said, go hit that little skipper shot you like to hit, and let's make par and move on. And that's all I said. He never said anything back. But you know what? He freaking hit that skipper shot to about 3 feet and made it for par, and we went on.
Yeah.
And he never said anything. I never said anything. He never said anything. We just went.
Yeah.
And, you know. So I don't know. I just felt like I just went with my instincts on that. I'm like, I felt like I should have said something and maybe it was good. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe he appreciated it. Maybe he didn't. I don't know, but I didn't ask him like, hey, was that good? You want me to say something else? Didn't say that.
But that's something you'll remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah. The next thing I remember him saying was, hey, you got to be ready with those golf balls on 16. That's the next
one. That was on 16 when he's hitting them in a little bucket up there, just left of the green in the water.
I've never seen anything like it. You could have put a napkin over it. It hit five balls in there. They could have put a napkin over the spot where it's unreal.
Yep. Yeah.
Nevertheless, that's I'll tell you, I've never felt more out of my element ever though in my whole life than I was on that 16th.
It's the adrenaline and the surge of adrenaline and everything that goes along with that, as well as being in contention with your player, when they're clicking on all cylinders, it's amazing. And I get chills just thinking about it right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what the caddy was talking about. I mean, that's what you do it for. You know, like I said, you get paid great. You know, I just saw this last week, Ted Scott in the two tournaments so far this year, or in the tournaments that he's caddied for Scottie Scheffler
this year.
The last
two wins. No, just the last two wins.
Just the last two wins. Yeah. $850,000 if you're going off of, if you're basing it off of 10%.
Yeah.
$850,000 is what he made, because Scottie Scheffler made $8,500,000. Ted Scott has already won or earned more than Rory McIlroy has won this year so far.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the stat, was that Ted Scott that as a caddy for Scheffler has earned more money than Rory as a player so far this season.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. It's phenomenal. It's what you get paid if you have the opportunity to do it and you're that good to be out there with one of these really good players. But it's a lot more than that, too.
And by the way, follow Ted Scott on his social, and he addresses that. He said, since everyone wants to talk about my finances, I'll go ahead and talk about my finances. And he delivered a really nice Easter-themed sermon around that very thing, which is kind of cool. If you're interested, look up Ted on social media. It was kind of cool.
And he probably said something to the effect of, where much is given, much is expected. So
that's right.
Kind of cool stuff.
Yep. That's right.
And Scotty's the same way. Scotty's the same way. He, you know, when I'm at home, I'm just Scottie Scheffler. I have this ability and everything that plays out in the public view, but that's not what I'm about. And I think that's really, really cool about those guys.
It is really cool, actually.
Yep.
So
yep.
We'll see. Scotty's trying to chase down Tony Finau, and as we're speaking right now, just a couple shots behind with five holes to play in his second round. So we'll see where it ends up. But Scotty's looking for three in a row. Incidentally, on the LPGA Tour, Nelly Korda is looking for three in a row in her own right, as the both world number ones in the ladies' game and the men's game have won in their last two starts and are both in position to win for a third consecutive time in their current tournament this week. So that's some pretty cool golf stories to look forward to for sure. So I mentioned, Bob, that we had looked back at last year's list of bullet points. Next week, we'll do our Masters preview show.
Right.
Last year, we talked about the favorites. Scheffler, Rory, Spieth, Rahm, Zalatoris, who ended up not playing, Morikawa, Cam Smith, Tony Finau, and Patrick Cantlay. Those were the names that we rattled off. Is there any name that you would not include this year from last year's list of favorites?
I don't know. It'd be hard. Just because simply from the standpoint of the LIV players, which I don't think there's a lot of people out there that are really focused on LIV golf and their tournaments and that kind of thing, just don't know how they're playing and what their courses are like, how they're set up, all that kind of thing. So it's hard for me to put any one of those guys in there because I don't know what they're doing or how they're playing or anything like that. So, but we've seen that there's a lot of those guys that are exempt to play at Augusta. And, you know, they were right in the mix of things, everything last year. Brooks Koepka finished second. Phil Mickelson shot 65 in the final round, finished second. So, you know, they're still professional golfers. They're still the guys that we have seen on the PGA Tour and top players in the world. But yet we don't know how they're playing because we don't keep up with their play.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's totally fair. What's it going to take for Rory to finally break through and get that green jacket and complete the career Grand Slam? That's going to be one of the big storylines, as it has been since he's had that opportunity.
Yeah, I think he needs to get off to a really good start. In past years, he's been a couple of over par. He missed the cut last year when he was definitely the odds-on favorite going into the week. Yeah, I think he needs to get off to a good start. He needs to shoot in the 60s, and he doesn't need to rely on backdooring it in the final round. He needs to get off to a good start and make a presence right from the beginning.
Last year at the Masters, he missed the cut. He went 72-77. I don't think anybody saw that coming. He acted like in his pre-tournament press conference, it was the most confident and relaxed that I remember seeing him leading into the Masters. Cause he does have a lot of pressure on him because of the fact that that's the chance to complete the career Grand Slam. After missing the cut at the Masters, he would go on to tie for seventh at the PGA, was runner up at the US Open, and tied for sixth at the Open Championship. So pretty dang good, right? By the way, the previous majors prior to that, he finished third at the Open, tied for fifth at the US Open, eighth at the PGA, and runner up at the Masters. So if you look at that string of majors that he's had in the last 2 years,
yeah,
that's seven top tens
out of
seven out of eight top tens with a missed cut.
An anomaly right there in the middle.
And actually top eights, if you want to, if you really want to dial it down. And two of them were runner up finishes.
Well, he's proven that he can play well at Augusta. I think it's just that he gets off to a really tough start. And when he does get off to a really good start, like he did the first time he played it, you know, he had a four or five shot lead going to the back nine and let it go. And that was maturity. That was maturity level when he was just a young kid. He needs to get off to start where he is in the mix going to the back nine on Sunday. And if he has that opportunity with his game, the way he drives the ball, his iron shots, how many times he's been around Augusta National and what he knows about that golf course, I think he's going to have a really good chance.
And yet,
and that's the guy that I've chosen for this year.
And yet so many guys are going to point out that Rory's missed the cut at the Masters two of the last 3 years. Mm. Now, the other year was a runner-up finish, right, in 2022. Yep. But you can't deny the fact that in 21 and 23, he missed the cut. Now, outside of those two missed cuts, if you want to go, you got the runner-up in 22, you got the tie for fifth in 20, tied for 21st in 19, tied for fifth in 18, tie 7th, tie 10th, 4th, tie 8th. I mean, the guy has put himself into contention and in position, but you're right. It's important that, I mean, his first round, trying to think, he shot 65 in 2011. That was the year he nearly won it. He shot 80 in the final round to lose it that year. But that, only one other time has he shot in the 60s, and that was in 2018. He tied for 5th, shot 69 in that opening round. So to your point about getting off to a good start, put yourself in position so you don't have to come back and shoot a 65 on Saturday like you did in 2018 or something like that. So really interesting. So, all right, good stuff. Hey, it's been fun. Next week's Masters Preview Edition is going to be a good time. I hope you'll tune in for that one. The Augusta National Women's Amateur takes place next week. Bob and I will be at Augusta National for the final round coming up next week and for the finals of the Drive, Chip, and Putt Championship. We're excited about that. Thanks to Ballingy. Thanks to the caddy as well. Thanks to you for tuning in. For Dave Glauser and Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. Enjoy this week. We'll see you next week from Augusta right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.